From Storyflow Parenting, Parenting the Day's Top 10, June 9th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 9th. Here are today's top 10 parenting stories. Let's get into it. First, from Motherly, how to talk to your kids about cancer. According to an oncologist, I was 15 when my grandfather was diagnosed with cancer. He and my grandmother lived just around the corner and were as much a part of my daily life as my own parents. The diagnosis came fast, and so did his passing, with just weeks between the two. I never saw a treatment journey. What I did see was my mother's devastation, raw and all-consuming. Her grief left little space for mine, and I did what most teenagers do. I retreated, closed off, and figured it out alone. Late last July, I lost my father. The story was similar. Next, second, from Motherhood Musings. June updates, what I've read, eaten, noted, listened to, and am saving up for this month. Happy Monday, Tuesday, everyone. Yesterday was a public holiday, so I had a house full of small children and was taxi driver to the teens. Alas, I didn't have time to send out a newsletter. It's hard to write when I'm not even certain of the thoughts in my own head, and also when there's still so much uncertainty in our lives. Up next, third, from Kay Vella. From Pink to Casey Levy, the Tonys were full of Jewish mom wins. The 79th annual Tony Awards was one of the best award shows I've recently seen, and a night full of big wins for talented Jewish moms. Some would argue that the Jewish mom with the most to cavil about was not even on stage, though she was on the red carpet. Judith Kugel, the mother of Alicia Moore, aka Pink, who was the host of the star-studded evening celebrating everything Broadway has to offer. Pink, known for her on-stage acrobatics at her popular concerts, spun through the air, belted out songs from Wicked, and even lifted Neil Patrick Harris up with her. And then, fourth, from Kay Vella, this Hebrew word is like the opposite of Schadenfreude. There's a Hebrew word that doesn't have a direct translation in English. It's a word that I love, and that, forgive me for being hippy-dippy, I think that when used as a life philosophy, truly allows you to live with humility, joy, and community. If you're a Hebrew speaker, you might have guessed that the word is fergan, a noun, and the accompanying verb, lefugen. It means finding genuine joy and pride in another person's or your own achievements, joys, and accomplishments. Next, fifth, from the School for Housewives. Do your children know how to play? They might need orphan books. The School for Housewives brings you short, practical, and thoughtful messages to inspire you to shake off feminism and make your home. If you're new here, go to the homepage for the previous lessons. The categories are arranged in the menu bar at the top. The books children read or listen to in your family read alouds affect how they play. Some books even have stories that feature characters, children, whose play is based on books they read, providing another layer of imaginative formation. E. Up next. 6. From Scary Mommy. I had a crush on my son's teacher, and it was better than dating. My son's third grade teacher looked like the main love interest in a Hallmark Christmas romance. I don't even mean the off-brand Hallmark holiday specials that get shown in the mid-afternoon for moms to watch in the background while they're doing other things. He was a primetime level Hallmark man. He wore thick sweaters in the fall and polo shirts in the spring. He had a regular haircut that he clearly never thought of. It just sprung up out of his scalp, naturally attractive and tousled. And then, 7th, from Scary Mommy. 11 things you didn't know your HSA/FSA would cover, and they're actually good. Or maybe you do keep it top of mind, but you feel like you're not using it to its fullest potential. You might be shocked just how many things you can buy with those pre-tax dollars, and no, I'm not talking about band-aids and sunscreen here. These are some of the most surprising things you can use FSA for, and they're honestly pretty sweet. For some of these items, you don't have to do anything extra. Next, 8th, from Scary Mommy. A dad of 7 figured out summer, and it's way simpler than your bucket list. A dad of 7 recently shared something on Threads that might change your entire summer with your kids. It might be time to throw away the epic summer bucket list pressure and opt for something way more doable but just as memorable. His whole argument? The best summer memories don't come from elaborate plans. They come from repeatable anchors, simple acts, attainable adventures, and moments that build anticipation. He calls it the summer memory map. I heard a dad of 7 explain how he thinks about summer with kids. Up next, 9th, from Scary Mommy. The absolute best swimsuits we lived in all summer. No matter how fit you are or how full you are of self-love, there is something about going swimsuit shopping that's a real downer. It's just 0% fun for most people, which is too bad, because everyone deserves to look and feel great in their swimsuit. The Scary Mommy editors are here to help. We have collectively worn a lot of swimwear in our days, and people send us suits to try out in the mail, and we're ready to spill all of our very favorites. These look good, feel good, and you can still run around after your kids in them. And then, 10th, from Scary Mommy, I hate the mom I become over the summer. If you were to ask me if I'm a good mom, I'd say yes. I'm loving, attentive, affectionate, and I say yes to most any idea my kid has as long as it isn't dangerous. Sure, you can go outside and play in the water hose in your pajamas. I'm just happy you want to play outside. But if you ask me that same question over the summer, I'd waver. Because honestly, being a mom over the summer turns me into a barely contained bitch. When I decided to have a baby, I doubt I'd ever heard the word overstimulated before. That's today's parenting brief.